Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today we'll hear the latest from inside Gaza.
We have seen hospitals being bombed, we have seen refugee camps being bombed, we have seen humanitarian warehouses being bombed. The situation is apocalyptic.
Many schools here will close tomorrow for voting. One parent tells us why she believes it's wrong and disruptive. We meet the Broadway producer, who also happens to be a psychologist and the proud owner of an Irish castle. Paul Boscond explains why his visual impairment drove him to succeed. Mortgage holders and savers await that interest rate drop we're expecting from the ECB today. And 80 years on from D-Day, we reflect on the beginning of the end of World War II with historian Dermot Ferriter. Our text number this morning, 51551. You can also get in touch with us by email, todaycb@rte.ie. First this morning, the family of Jason Corbett say that they're extremely disappointed at his killer's release from custody today after 4 years and 3 months in jail. Tommy and Molly Martins will be freed from separate prisons in North Carolina. They'll be subject to parole controls and monitoring for 12 months after their release. Now for more on this, I'm joined by Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, who has been following all of this right from the beginning. Ralph, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
So will you explain to us what's expected to happen over the course of today?
Yeah, I will indeed. At 7:30 a.m. American time today, Claire, Molly Martins will be released from the North Carolina Correctional Institute. Now, that's a prison just outside Raleigh. So she will be freed at 12:30 p.m. Irish time. And then at 10 a.m., about 2.5 hours after that, Tom Martins will be released from the Caldwell Correctional Center. Now, that's in Lenoir in North Carolina. That's in the western side of the state, a couple of hours drive away from Raleigh. So he's going to be released at 10 a.m. American time. That's 3 p.m. our time. Now, because both are considered convicted felons, they will not be allowed to share the same address. So what we're expecting to happen is that Tom will return to his home in Knoxville, Tennessee, and that Molly will probably go to live with a family member, most likely one of her brothers who lives in North Carolina.
Okay, now the Corbett family, they have issued a statement, have they?
Yeah, a very powerful statement and a very moving statement, because of course the Corbett family have gone through 9 years of really what has been a judicial nightmare. I mean, from the moment that Jason Corbett was found battered to death on August the 2nd, 2015. I'm conscious of the time in the morning, so I won't be too graphic, but essentially he was killed following an assault by Tom and Molly Martins using a metal baseball bat and a concrete paving slab. Now, such were the injuries that he sustained that the pathologist could not accurately count the number of blows. Now, Tom and Molly maintained that they had acted in self-defense, but they were found completely uninjured at the scene. Now, the Corbett family have for 9 years campaigned for justice. They were very disappointed last year when the state conceded a plea bargain agreement with the Martins. Of course, the father and daughter, Tom is a retired FBI agent. Molly first met Jason Corbett when she travelled to Ireland to work as a nanny for his two children. Of course, his wife had died just at the age of 30, 2 years earlier. So they were convicted. They were charged with a second degree murder, and they were convicted by unanimous verdict of a Davidson County Superior Court jury in August of 2017. But they immediately challenged that conviction, and it first went to the North Carolina Court of Appeals and then finally to the North Carolina Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court quashed the conviction. The family were expecting a full retrial, which was scheduled to happen last summer, but then it was postponed. And in September, they were notified that prosecutors had conceded a plea bargain agreement whereby Tom and Molly would admit the voluntary manslaughter of Jason Corbett, a father of two and a packaging industry executive. And in return, the state would drop the murder charges. So essentially, instead of looking at a 20 to 25 year prison sentence, Tom and Molly have served 4 years and 3 months behind bars for a killing in the most horrific of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And you've been speaking to the family, have you?
Yeah, I have, Claire. It's been a very, very tough time for them because, you know, I suppose it's the old phrase, anyone who's ever covered courts, you'll hear the phrase that, you know, never confuse the law with justice. And I think it's very much an example of that in this case. They really have been put through the mill. As I said, they've 9 years of back and forth to the state campaigning, the state's campaigning for justice. The retrial was originally scheduled to happen last summer, right at the time when Jack Corbett was to sit his leaving cert. The couple are being released today, right as Sarah Corbett is actually sitting her leaving cert. So it's almost as if, you know, the rights and the implications for the two children really don't matter in the eyes of the American judicial system. And it has been very, very tough for the entire family.
Mm-hmm. But they were so impressive, weren't they? I mean, we saw them at that last hearing, given what they have been through, the resilience that they have shown throughout.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's no words of mine, Claire, can underline the courage and the dignity that's been shown by this family throughout the past 9 years. I think it's very important to refer to the statement that they issued today. They did talk about how deeply disappointed they were at the release from custody, but they noted that while Tom and Molly Martins have served a sentence in the eyes of the courts, they now have to serve an entirely different sentence, which is to live in public life where legal technicalities won't shield them from the true facts of what happened in August 2015. And the family also stressed that they take enormous comfort and pride in the fact that Jack and Sarah Corbett are two wonderful young adults who stand as a testimony to their wonderful father, and they're two young adults that their father would be very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm. And look, we're all thinking of them today, you know, particularly Sarah, as you said, doing her leaving cert on the day that this has happened. They've had so many of these days, though, over the years, as you say, over 9 years now of dealing with this. And the early release then, I mean, that I know came as a surprise too, because it was felt that once this deal was done, that the full sentence, as it was seen, would be served. So what's the logic behind this, bringing it back again?
Yeah, it's very hard to see any logic in it, Claire. Of course, your listeners will remember that there was controversy last December, because just 1 month after Tom and Molly were taken into custody, there was a proposal to actually release them.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the judge had imposed a 7-month extension on the time that they'd already served in prison, it emerged that that was a mistake, that it was a miscalculation. But then a couple of months after that, the family were informed that instead of Tom and Molly being released, as was indicated, on June the 27th, they actually got a further 3 weeks taken off their sentence because of a recalculation of the time that they had already spent in custody. And I think it's also worth noting that while Tom Martins has been considered a model prisoner, he has not breached any rules or regulations while in custody. Molly has. So Molly has had 5 separate breaches of prison rules and has been disciplined, and yet that does not count in any shape or form towards her release date. She's enjoying the same release date. In actual fact, she will be released before her father, despite the fact that her father ranked as a model inmate.
He's going home to the family home. You explained to us why they won't be allowed to live together, to share a home. Molly is going to live, I understand, with one of her brothers. Is that right?
That's the indication. It's not been confirmed by the Martins family, but that's what we believe will happen. Certainly, that's what happened the last time that she was released from custody. And under US rules, when someone is released from prison, having served a sentence, they are officially considered to be a convicted felon. And to avoid recidivism, convicted felons are not allowed to share the same address on release from custody. Now, they are allowed to socialise once it's notified in advance to their parole officer and their parole officer sanctions it. But in this particular case, Tom and Molly Martins will not be allowed to share the same address. So Tom is expected to return to the family home in Knoxville, Tennessee. Of course, he's a retired FBI agent. He also worked for a time as a counterintelligence operative with the US Department of Energy. Molly Molly is expected to remain in North Carolina, and we're told that she will go to live with family members, and that's expected to be. She has three brothers, one of whom is based in Arkansas. The other two are based in North Carolina.
There was controversy too, Ralph, around the amount of communication happening between the authorities and the Corbett family. When were they made aware of the release?
Yeah, again, that's part of the problem in that the wheels of justice, they turn very slowly, but in many ways, they very much turn only in the direction of those who've been convicted. So in this particular case, North Carolina Victims' Rights Association notified the Corbett family 2 months ago that Tom and Molly Martins would be released on June the 6th. But there has been no communication since then, and we're told that the family will only be formally notified of the releases after they have happened.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the sense in your conversation with the Corbetts that this is some sort of a line in the sand for them, or will it continue to be as difficult as it has been over the last 9 years?
I think it will continue to be very difficult, but I think everybody who's come to know and admire the family will hope that time will be a healer. I mean, certainly, I think they needed the whole judicial process in the States to end because it had become exhausting for them. It was like they were caught in some kind of a judicial grind mill. So the very fact that that's ended, I think, is a positive. They're very, very disappointed. And that two people, having taken a human life in such horrifically violent circumstances, are coming out from behind bars after just 4 years and 3 months. But I think they're trying to take comfort in the fact that the judicial process is over and that they're looking at Jack and Sarah and seeing constant reminders of the wonderful person that Jason Corbett was.
Ralph, thank you very much. Ralph Regal there, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Now, coming up next, we'll be going inside Gaza. We've had extraordinary testimony from somebody who is there about what has been happening in the last number of days and hours. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.